Take 23. No, I was kidding. Okay, so let's do this. Welcome to the talk on Penpot. It's my pleasure to be back on FOSDEM, whether it's face-to-face or online, to give you a nice follow-up on what we've been doing throughout 2020. At the time, it was not called Penpot. That was something we decided a few months ago. Initially, the code name was UXBox. What we wanted to do is to bring to a free and open source ecosystem a professional platform for designers and creative people to be able to do all sort of prototyping and design, particularly meant for digital products like interfaces or any sort of design that is meant to then be printed or interacted with, if it's an app or a website or whatever. So our idea is there are too many proprietary tools out there that do a fine job. And it's tempting to decide that since the open source arena doesn't provide me as a designer with a tool that I can use professionally and work together with other members of my team in a diverse and cross-functional team, I'll make an exception. And while other people are using all sorts of open source tools, I'll have to admit and concede that I need to use, whether it's Sketch or Figma or InVision. So we decided, no way. We're going to make sure that we have a proper, outstanding, super professional platform, the likes of perhaps Blender in 3D modeling, but for prototyping and design. So a year has passed, and now we're ready to announce what we promised. We promised back then that we would be giving you a sort of an alpha or a 1.0 or MVP, whatever you want to call it, the first public release that you can work with, that is going, you can trust, that is actually stable and has a lot of features. And of course, it still has to do a little, we have a huge roadmap ahead, but you can already enjoy and be productive with, which is critical for that first impression. Like, should I be able to use this, or would I like to depend on this tool? What we wanted, a resounding yes on that first impression. So that's a tough job, because when do you stop actually developing a tool for that 1.0 that has to give you that feeling of a finished product and still a lot of potential? We think we have achieved that. Actually, we did some extra work we didn't think we were able to do in this time, and also the pandemic. So, all in all, I think we are in a quite great moment. So I'm going to share the screen now for you to enjoy. I'm going to do a sort of a commentary voice. So I'm going to show you a very quick demo while I tell. So this is Penpot. So welcome to 1.0. This is for a pre-recorded session. That was Juan, one of the lead designers and founders of Penpot. He's going to offer an alternative design of the FOSDEM website, using an example. What we'll do, let's do something, let's contribute to FOSDEM, even if it's just an exercise. Probably futile, but it's just to do something that you can relate to. This is a very FOSDEM-oriented presentation, as you can already feel. So here what you're seeing is we have the canvas. And canvas comes with grids and alignment and all sort of tools and objects that you can add. Of course, you can add text. There's a lot of things going on here. Images, the FOSDEM 21 there is not a text, obviously. And what Juan is doing is very quickly using the grid system and the intelligent alignment system and all the proportions and sizes and widths and everything. Penpot is helping him to see whether things are aligned or the appropriate relationship or the ratio. And now he's using the free tool paths to draw shapes. You can see there at your left all the layers, and some of them he will probably be renaming, so it's not path 4 or path 3, but it's actually a proper unique name, because it has an entity, and here is using that color management, the translucency, opacity, shadowing. I think he actually rotated some stuff, reporter radius there. Now he just imported from his image library the Fosdem logo, now multiple selection and drag and drop movement. He's switching between visible grid and hidden grid. So he always has a one click away view of what's going on, how it's going to look. And so we wanted to make sure that people coming to Penpot would feel that all the usual suspects in terms of user patterns were there. Like the learning curve is really not steep. There's some familiarity with other tools that people use. We think, you see a rotation there. We think it's very important that people feel productive from day one, particularly designers do value that their ideas, their inceptions, you know, their imagination really is able to be fleshed out rather quickly. And the tool is an extension of themselves sometimes, you know, and they might feel frustrated if they cannot conceive something at the speed of their, you know, imagination. So we make sure that Penpot, even if we have some our own ideas on how things should work as a prototyping and design tool, we wanted to make sure people found themselves in familiar territory. So, you know, it's the super minute interactions that make the difference. Like, oh, so the way I'm using the mouse, or, you know, the reaction, the feedback of the tool is exactly what I would expect. So we hope that you find Penpot very much as an extension of your own hand or body or mind. So here you see we have a lot of text transformation, duplicate objects with all its internal layers, you know, to speed up some work. Typography and text in general was a challenge because, remember, we are using SVG. SVG is our storage. SVG is the standard. It's an open standard. It's a pretty strong standard, but it's not being used by the competition, by other platforms. They're using their proprietary formats. We decided that we wanted to pursue open standards also in files and formats and storage. So we're using SVG, but that came with its own challenges. And one of them was definitely text management. So we had to come with very smart workarounds to still use SVG and have all the potential and capabilities of HTML and CSS. And you've seen here how well we fared. I think we managed to do some you know, wrapping, text wrapping and all that. It's really not that easy when you're using SVG. So this is not the speed at which Juan typically works. He's slowing things down a bit. No, actually, I mean, this is one hour's worth of work. I speed up at 6x, I think. So, but he's doing this for the first time. He's just